Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening wherever you might be, at home, at work, on the road, holding it down, picking up, cleaning up, driving around town. I don't know what you're doing. Thank you for being here, though. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can tune in all the time. Sirius XM 158. You can go to cbssportsradio.com. If you have a smart speaker at home or at work, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Anyway, this is halftime of the show. We have been hanging out. We've been having a good old time. And we got 2 more hours to go. You missed the first 2 hours? Easy. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to the head coach of BYU, Mark Pope, came through and joined us as his squad. Tomorrow, they're going to get ready to take on Duquesne. Looking forward to it. And right now as well, in first four action, so we have to still get to the field of 64. We'll know who the final 64 are tonight. Montana State is leading Grambling 53-39. In about an hour or so from now, Boise State is going to take on Colorado. And at that point, we will know what the final field of 64 looks like. And Mark Pope, just a great conversation. Next hour, we're going to have a chat with Dusty May, who leads Florida Atlantic. And so that should also be fun. One thing that Mark Pope said that I really appreciated was about the diversity of the game. And I'm going to play that in a second. But let me remind you of this. It's Wednesday. In a few minutes, I'm going to share with you a top six list. Because it is March, because we're in the midst of the madness, I'm going to go outside of the madness. I'm going to talk about all sports as I deliver to you a top six list that takes a look at some of the biggest upsets that we have ever seen or witnessed in the world of sports. And so we'll do that momentarily. But let's take a listen. And thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York. Let's listen to head coach Mark Pope. Earlier in the show, I pretty much asked him about the state of the game. Mark Pope played overseas. He played in the NBA. He's won a championship with Kentucky. He's now leading BYU. He has been everywhere. And he talked about his own team and just the importance of just a little bit of diversity and growing. Listen.
It's been awesome to watch. You know, right now on our team, our starting center is one of the most beloved players of college basketball. For all the fans of college basketball that haven't watched us play yet, get ready, because he is, you know, we lovingly refer to him by a bunch of nicknames. Was one of the Egyptian magician, a young man from Alexandria, Egypt, who is just he's the college version of Jokic in a magical way. And then, you know, our other starting center, he started half the season and for the last 2 years, is from Bamako, Mali. From Kasi, yes. Mali, actually. And, one of our other bigs is from Tanzania. And, you know, our team, as well as every team in the country, has a real international flavor. And it's making the game better. And it's given our student athletes a much better experience. It's given our locker room a better vibe. That we have representations of people from all different backgrounds, all different races and religions and socioeconomic statuses, and they get to come together in a locker room and learn from each other and become brothers. It's a beautiful thing, man, to watch this game go worldwide.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Thank you to head coach Mark Pope. You missed it. Go ahead, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Plenty of other news that's come down the pipe today. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter has been fired. It's been alleged that he stole about $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani to cover some illegal gambling debts. These are things that you cannot make up. 855-212-4ZBS is the number. We'll talk to you in a little bit. But for right now, it's time for a new top six list. It's March. There's madness. And we've had some big upsets in college basketball history. But just thinking about sports in a general sense, we've had some huge, gigantic upsets where you just go, how in the hell did that happen? That's why they say you got to go ahead and play the game. It's not played in the media. It's not played on paper. It's not played in regards to stats. You got to go out there and actually show up. And they always say everybody has a puncher's chance, right? Anyway, it's time for a new top six list. Some of the biggest upsets in sports history. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, taking a look at some of the biggest upsets that we have ever seen in the world of sports. To get things started off, we're not going to be on a court. We are not going to be on a field. We are going to the ice. We are going back to 1980. We're going to Lake Placid in New York. Why? Because this was the site of the 1980 Winter Olympics. And you want to know who was expected to go out there and win those Winter Olympics? The Soviet Union. Because they walked away with gold in 5 out of the last 6 Olympics at that point in time in 1980. This team is full of professionals. And you want to know who they ended up facing off against in the medal round? Team USA. You want to know who Team USA was comprised of? A bunch of amateurs, a bunch of young dudes going up against the big, bad Soviet Union. They were supposed to lose. They were supposed to take an L, but they did not. And Team USA won 4-3 in the medal round. And then they advanced to beat Finland for the gold. Don't take my word for it. Let's go back to 1980. This voice might sound familiar. Well, definitely younger. Let's listen to Al Michaels with one of the most famous calls in sports. Let's go back and listen, courtesy of ABC.
You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Hickey, how many times have you heard that in your life?
Countless. Oh, my goodness. At least 100.
That gets played at every mashup of everything ever related to sports. All the time. Can't avoid it. Al Michaels sounds good now. I mean, given that he's older, he's still got the pipes, don't you think?
He's got the pipes still. You know, maybe other areas are in question, but the voice, no doubt about it.
Hey, what is he on? Amazon now, right? Now what he does?
Yes, sir.
Man, Amazon didn't exist when that we did that clip in 1980. Al Michaels been around a long ass time. Congratulations, Al Michaels. And congratulations to Team USA knocking off the Soviet Union. I got that upset at number six. It's a countdown. So where do we go next?
Number five.
Now we're getting to basketball. Now we're going to take a look at one of the biggest upsets in college basketball history. Let's think about a Houston team. I know the Cougars are moving right now trying to win a championship. Let's think about a Cougars team that had Clyde Drexler. Let's think about a Cougars team that had Hakeem Olajuwon. Let's think about a Houston Cougars team that lost to North Carolina State on a putback dunk. Let me tell you something. North Carolina State was a 16th seed in the tournament. Houston was a numero uno. But Jim Valvano, in one of the craziest scenes, one of the craziest celebratory scenes that you will ever see on film or video, he ran around the court like somebody who lost his mind. The game was tied 50-all. It was almost stolen. It was almost deflected and snatched by Houston. But by the time Lorenzo Charles got his hands on the ball, a putback dunk sealed the win. And North Carolina State knocked off the Houston Cougars, who were literally gasping for air. Hakeem Olajuwon was looking for oxygen. Listen to this. Listen to this play-by-play of the final call as North Carolina State beat Houston.
It's down to 7 seconds. You can see the time. Wittenberg. Oh, it's a long ways. Oh! They won it. On the dunk.
On the dunk. Let me tell you what else is cool. That was a part of the legacy of Jim Valvano. Like, we all know his larger legacy is the Jimmy V Foundation. And telling people to never quit. Don't ever, ever quit. Don't ever, ever give up. And just winning that game, I think, just helped inspire people and became a part of his legacy that you cannot ignore. It's magical. And God bless him for the message that he shared and the message that's been left. And what he's done to just help encourage others. But you want to talk about an upset in sports? One of the biggest upsets in college basketball history? Yeah, go ahead. North Carolina State over those Houston Cougars in 1983. You want to know how good Hakeem Olajuwon was? He won most outstanding player on the tournament on a losing team. Yeah. Let's keep it moving. Top six upsets in sports. North Carolina State over Houston is five. What number are we up to?
Number four.
Oh. More college basketball? How appropriate, right? Let's fast forward a couple of seasons. Let's take a look at Georgetown. Let's take a look at a team led by some guy named Patrick Ewing. Georgetown ultimately had five NBA players on their team. Georgetown, throughout the course of the year, went 35-2. You don't know what the hell that means? Let me break it down for you. They won 35 games and they lost two. They beat up everybody until they got to the championship. Until they met Raleigh Massimino's team. In Villanova. This was in 1985. Villanova went 19-10. Every game in the tournament was basically close. And somehow, some way, they caught a miracle. They put Patrick Ewing in foul trouble. They abused the fact that there was no shot clock. And this was a miracle. Villanova ended up shooting 79% from the field. Listen to this final call. This is Villanova knocking off Georgetown to win the 1985 championship. This is courtesy of CBS Sports.
The key thing here for Villanova, one, they must get the ball inbounds within 5 seconds. That means it must touch a player from either team within 5 seconds. Let's see if Raleigh Massimino tries to get the ball up court.
knocked them off and won 66-64. Raleigh Massimino would go on and conduct every interview that you could imagine, representing Italian Americans all over the damn place. Big deal. Huge for the community in Philadelphia and elsewhere. Villanova knocking off Georgetown 66-64. How the hell you shoot 80% from the field? I have no idea, but they did it in a championship game against a team that basically never lost. I got that at number four. Top six upsets in sports. That's four. What's this number?
Number three.
Wow. This was a wild one. We got to talk about the New England Patriots losing to the New York Giants. Oh, which one? I'm talking about the New England Patriots basically going perfect throughout the season. I'm talking about the New England Patriots going all the way to the Super Bowl to lose to the New York Giants in Super Bowl 42, 17-14. The Patriots were 18-0. They're trying to catch up and match with them 72 Dolphins, who I guess they throw a party every time a team doesn't go undefeated or barely misses it. I got to remind you, let's go back in time. The New England Patriots took on the New York Giants to basically close the regular season. The Patriots, they won 38-35 to close out the regular season, but the Giants got a little bit of confidence that they could continue to go on. They went into the postseason. The Giants were a wild card team. They met New England in the Super Bowl, and it took a lot of magic. It took Eli Manning becoming a magician. It took a David Tyree helmet catch. It took Plaxico Burress coming through with the game-winning touchdown to seal it. And it took a Super Bowl away from Tom Brady. Thank you for that. Hey, Hickey, could you imagine if Tom Brady had eight Super... I mean, there's... And we don't live in an alternate reality. Could you imagine if Tom Brady had, like, those games? Well, he shouldn't have won the Falcons one, right? So there's a law of averages here, I guess, no?
And even the Seahawks one, too. I mean, a lucky interception at the goal line. You could argue, right, they could easily 1-2 against the Giants and lost two that they won. But there's also world peace. He could realistically have 10 Super Bowls. That's insane. Seven is insane. 10 is not that far off.
Yeah, Tom Brady already has more Super Bowls than any organization, any single organization in the NFL. He has more Super Bowls than all of them. Anyway, this one did not happen. Thank you so much, David Tyree. Thank you so much, Eli Manning. This is Joe Buck from Fox Sports with the perfect call. Listen to this helmet catch.
Pressure from Thomas off the edge. Eli Manning stays on his feet. Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree inside the 25, and a timeout taken. Manning lobs it. Burress alone. Touchdown, New York. Brady steps up. Throws. Downfield broken up. 2 seconds left as the Giants take over.
Yeah, you heard that. The final call before the final call was Plaxico Burress coming down with that game-winning touchdown to basically seal things. Another thing Tom Brady doesn't have, having an undefeated season. I mean, damn it, Tom, you couldn't have it all. And now he's done. Now he's retired. And now we can listen to him on Fox. What is he making, $35 million a year, Hickey?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he better be good. He better be good. I got the New York Giants knocking off those almost undefeated Patriots. I got them at number three. If I got the Giants knocking off the Patriots at number three, and we're talking about some of the biggest upsets in sports history, what's the next number?
Number two.
Ooh, gotta go to number two. We gotta go further back. We actually have to go to 1990. A matter of fact, we can't even stick around in America. We got to go to Japan. We have to take a look at Mike Tyson who was 37-0 at the time, losing to Buster Douglas in the Tokyo Dome. You know what? This is a big deal. Buster Douglas was expected to show up and get a check for losing, because that's what the hell Mike Tyson did. He annihilated you. You think these little video clips with Jake Paul is these promo clips? You think that's something? Imagine actually having to face the guy. He would destroy you. Take a listen to this clip as Buster Douglas puts Mike Tyson down.
Oh, the uppercut.
What an uppercut by Douglas. Hey. And down goes Tyson.
Hey. It's over.
It's over.
Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Unbelievable. This makes Cinderella look like a sad story. What Buster Douglas has done here tonight.
This makes Cinderella look like a sad story. What Buster Douglas has done tonight. Hickey, that's not going to happen against Jake Paul, is it?
Well, I don't think so. I hope not, at least.
I hope Mike Tyson annihilates the guy, but it's not a real fight, so who knows? Anyway, Mike Tyson in his prime? Mike Tyson today? Don't want to see that guy on an airplane. Don't want to see him in the street. Only way I want to see Mike Tyson is if he is relaxed. Let's put it that way. Maybe he has taken something to relax. He's selling all that CBD marijuana stuff. Hickey, you saw he's selling CBD ears? You see that?
In the shape of, was it Evander Holyfield's ear?
Yeah.
I mean, market it, whatever you got to do, you know?
You think Evander's getting a cut?
I'm going to say no. And I don't think Evander's going to be running over there, even at Mike Tyson's age, and trying to, you know, get a cut of that, let's just say. His other ear may be gone.
Yeah, I don't think so. And leave that one alone. It's the JR Sport Beat Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the top six upsets that we've ever seen in the world of sports. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the biggest upset that the sports world has ever seen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm giving you a new top six list. College basketball March Madness is underway. We're bound to have plenty of upsets. Who's going to get knocked off? Purdue, right? Somebody's going to knock them off. Anyway, Tonight's top six list, we're taking a look at some of the biggest upsets that we've ever seen or witnessed in sports. Flat and period. And so in a few seconds, I'm going to share with you the biggest upset in sports history. Let me give you a quick recap if you weren't here for the last break. If you were not here for the last break, where were you? You can still listen. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Get the Odyssey app. Pull up CBS Sports Radio. Hit rewind, okay? Anyway, at number six, I gave you the Miracle on Ice. Team USA, all them amateurs knocking off the Soviet Union in 1980 in New York. And number five, I gave you North Carolina State over Houston in 1983. Jim Valvano's squad knocked off those Cougars. And they can thank Lorenzo Charles with that putback dunk, the putback dunk at the end of the game that sent Jim Valvano running and racing all over the court. At number four, sticking to college basketball, the top six upsets in sports history, I gave you Villanova going over Georgetown. Raleigh Massimino, his squad shot almost 80% from the field. Patrick Ewing was on the bench, put him in foul trouble, and then they decided to abuse the fact that there was no clock. And then ultimately, what they did, they held it down and won 66-64. At number three, I gave you the New York Giants knocking off those undefeated New England Patriots at Super Bowl 42. Tom Brady, thank God, another accomplishment, at least an accomplishment he did not get. Could you imagine this guy's legacy if he had an undefeated season? To win a Super Bowl? It took a helmet catch and Eli Manning becoming Harry Houdini for it to happen, but it did. You want to talk about biggest upsets in sports? At number two, Mike Tyson, Iron Mike Tyson, knocked everybody out from here to there and did it in no time. He lost to Buster Douglas, Tokyo Dome in Japan in 1990. From there, you could say things went downhill for Mike. He picked up some other fights, but then the next thing you know, Iron Mike was in prison for some sexual issues. And so if that's number two, that only leads us or leaves us here.
Number one.
You want to talk about the biggest upset in sports history? Imagine being beat. Oh, let me be careful here. Don't say that. Imagine being beat by Joe Namath, who in a lot of cases wasn't taken seriously. Imagine being beat by someone as eccentric and fun-loving and brash and also with busted-up knees as Joe Namath. Well, Joe Namath won Super Bowl MVP in 1969 as my favorite football team, the loser. Yeah, just in a general sense. The loser, New York Jets. They went out there and they beat the Colts 16-7. The New York Jets were 19-point underdogs. 19-point underdogs. The great Johnny Unitas busted up earlier on in the season, had to come on and relieve Earl Morrall. It was only a few days ago, before the game, down in Miami, that Joe Namath told everybody, just one of the most bold proclamations that we've ever heard in sports history. Joe Namath said he basically guaranteed a win over the Colts. And then Joe Namath came true. This was the third Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers won the first two. They knocked off the Raiders. They knocked off the Chiefs. The NFL was supposed to be much more dominant over the AFL. Except for this time when the New York Jets decided to walk away with a victory. Their defense held it down. So much so that Joe Namath won the MVP without throwing a touchdown or even running or rushing for a touchdown. I want you to take a listen to the final call as the New York Jets, the bleeping New York Jets, the stinking New York Jets, beat the Colts in Super Bowl III. In 1969.
Unitas again. The pass to Richardson. He has the ball. The game is over. The New York Jets are the world champions. They have upset the Baltimore Colts and beat them handily here today. They not only defeated them, but held them. Here's Shula going over. They shut out the Jets or the Colts till the last 3 minutes and 19 seconds of the game.
How? Well, not, let me not say how. Here's a better question. Are the New York Jets cursed? Why can't something nice like that happen again? I guess like this, hey, you got this one and nice, see you later. It's 2024. New York Jets haven't been to the playoffs since, what, 2010? In North American professional sports, New York Jets have the longest streak of not making a postseason. Help me. They got Aaron Rodgers, and they're basically being held hostage by this guy. Sorry. This is supposed to be a celebratory moment. Congratulations to the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers showed up and said, that trophy in the front looks kind of lonely. Well, thanks. Thanks, Aaron. New York Jets franchise and organization will be lonely again and in the hell whenever he decides to leave. Hickey, you think they're winning a championship with Aaron Rodgers?
No. No, sir.
Hey, Ack, you think the New York Jets are going to pick up a championship with Aaron Rodgers?
Definitely not.
1969. The biggest upset that we've seen in sports. The New York Jets beat the Colts. And that apparently is the best that the New York Jets can get. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Of course, we've had bigger upsets, or more upsets, I should say, in the world of sports. What upset stands out to you? Are we talking about another Super Bowl matchup? Are we looking at another fight? I've seen some big knockouts that were unexpected. Are we talking about NBA Finals? I could think about some other upsets. Are we thinking about Olympics? I could think about some upsets. What are some of the biggest upsets that you can remember in sports history? I got the Jets beating the Colts at number one on my list. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I give you a new top six list. I just gave you a new top six list. Thank you so much to March Madness. Uh-oh, what the hell's going on here? We got Grambling State in Montana. They're tied at 72. Grambling has the ball with 6 seconds left. Their coach said, uh-uh, we're calling the timeout. You ain't messing this one up. And so now Grambling State will have an opportunity to advance, win this game. Hey, Hickey, they're going to win, right? Six seconds I just set on the clock?
6 seconds, ball in their hands. Don't shoot a three here.
Hey, Hickey, Phil Tom, I'm going to look out the window and see how many people are watching outside, okay? Say something.
All right.
Go ahead.
Here we go. I'm going to put my coach hat on. 6 seconds left. You're going to get the ball. Here's what you got to do. You got to drive to the hole. There is no justifying an open three here because guess what? That's make or miss. You drive to the hole, you get a layup, or you get fouled. 6 seconds left. Not enough time, you think, for Montana State with no timeouts to go down the court and get a good shot here. So you go to the
hole. Six people.
Oh, wow. Bigger crowd than yesterday.
Yeah, there's a guy standing up there. Two people that brought their own lawn chairs. Oh, yeah.
You know what, JR? Grambling State, Montana State. They put butts in the seats.
Yeah. Let's see what happens here. Hold on. I'm going to get to the phone calls in a second. The phone lines are lighting up. If you're on hold, we're going to get you here.
What do you think? You taking a three here?
Nah, you got to go to the basket, get the foul, man, right?
I'm with you. I'm 100% stupid, with you.
Stupid basketball is a three. The kid is, go to the basket. No, okay, pull up. Overtime.
Contested fadeaway is the final shot.
Yeah, it took him too long to get the ball up, and then he had to get to the dribbling. I would have leaned into a guy, and he went behind the back. I think he had space. Little step back. You're supposed to lean into the dude, man, but it's what it is. Overtime. 855-212-4CBS. If you missed the full top six list, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Talking about some of the biggest upsets in sports history. On my list, I had the Miracle on Ice at number six. At number five, I had North Carolina State going over Houston. At number four, I had Villanova over Georgetown. And number three, I had the New York Giants beating those New England Patriots who were undefeated at the time. And number two, Mike Tyson going over Buster Douglas. And at number one, numero uno, we got to go back to 1969 when the New York Jets of the AFL beat the Colts of the NFL. The final score there, 16-7. The New York Jets were 19-point underdogs. They're flamboyant. Quarterback and Joe Namath decided to guarantee a victory, and the New York Jets certainly walked away with that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Justin in Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, JR. I want to thank you for taking my call. I appreciate your list and everything. And I just want to disagree a little bit. I'm a big hockey fan, so maybe I'm a little biased.
Yeah, you go.
I just think that Miracle on Ice should be much higher. And the only reason is there's a documentary called The Red Army. It was about the Soviet team. They would go to tryout as young kids, and if they got selected, they basically went to a compound for about a year, and that was their life. They had to be enlisted in the military, but those guys played together their entire life. And then you get a bunch of college kids that were put together for just a few minutes or a few months and upset the greatest team in the world for, I don't know, a couple decades, I guess. But it wasn't just that game either. It was that whole tournament. But to me, and I don't know anything about basketball or football, and I was telling Hickey there that I became an NFL fan just from listening to you.
I was listening.
I'm not a big NFL fan. Hey. I like college football, and I was listening to the national championship game. I'm a big Wolverines fan. And we're listening to the game and just left it on that radio station, and you came on, and the more I listened, the more I started getting intrigued. And I'm all about, like, the draft, and I have so many questions. And every time I ask football fans, they can't answer them. And you have made me an NFL fan. I just want to thank you for that and appreciate what you're doing. Very much enjoy your show.
Nah, Justin, thank you so much, and I want you to hear this. There is no bigger compliment, and this is not some exclusive thing, but there is no bigger compliment when someone tells me personally or over the air or sends me an email or message and says, listening to you helped me get into this. I've had people in Europe years ago tell me, hey, I watched the NBA because of how you describe the game. I appreciate that. I've had people tell me I don't even like sports, but I listen to you because of how you describe things. There is no bigger honor. I have listened to a whole crap ton of people my entire life who cover sports, who don't cover sports. my approach to this, whether people like it or don't like it, is to tell a story. And the fact that you listen, pay attention, and watch the NFL just because of how I tell stories, hey, I appreciate that, Justin. Thank you so much for calling from Alaska. Hit me up anytime, all right?
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Yeah, that's the ultimate compliment. You know, not everybody's going to like or enjoy what you do. I don't expect everybody to like and love what I do. I know a lot of people do. But the fact is I'm not sitting here trying to be a statistician and beat stats to death. It's casting a wide net. There are people here who only care about the stats. There are people here who only want the drama. I try to bring you a mix. I try to have fun. It's sports. This ain't one size doesn't fit all, but I try to make it fit all, okay? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We went from Alaska. Let's go to Hawaii and talk to Randy. Randy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, Randy. Go on ahead.
Okay, I'm driving. It's like almost 3 o'clock here in Hawaii, and I had taken a late lunch. And I usually don't listen to radio shows like this, but your top six list or whatever you call it, you know, I wanted to hear that. And I am just shocked and amazed that you could not have the Virginia Chaminade basketball game not only in your top six or ten list. That ought to be number one. I mean, no doubt about it. Ralph Sampson, best player in the country, ranked number one, and they play a Division III school back in the 80s. No shot clock, no three-point play or three-point shot to help out an underdog team. That, if not number one, has to be in your list.
Okay, Randy. Well, let me provide a little bit more perspective. Thank you. It's not a top 10. Everybody does a top 10 list. I do a top six. No top 10. Top 10 can go to hell. Second of all, I would think you being in Hawaii, obviously you would think about Chaminade. So that'd be point number two. Number three, you're correct. This is one of the biggest upsets that we have seen or recognized in sports. Correct. Randy, you watched Sesame Street at one point in life, right?
No, I've never watched. Yeah.
I know you like Bertie, you like Ernie.
Well,
which
you know
one?
What? I mean, no matter what you're going to tell me, you throw out like an NFL upset. But
No, Randy, I got to hit the break. I need you to listen for a second.
Okay.
Do you like Bert or do you like Ernie? Which one is
it? I don't remember. I'm a lot older than, you know, Sesame Street.
Okay.
Memory.
All right.
And Ernie and
I get it.
And,
okay. You know. Forget the question. You predate Bert and Ernie. This is the point. On Sesame Street, they had a game. It's called One of These Things Is Not Like the Other. One of These Things Just Doesn't Belong. As much and big of an upset as Chaminade knocking off the giant Ralph Sampson in Virginia is Miracle on Ice, championship. North Carolina State over Houston, championship. Villanova over Georgetown, championship. New York Giants beating the Patriots, championship.
Well,
Mike Tyson. Hold on, Mike Tyson. No, I'm not done. No, no. Wait, whoa. Randy.
All-time sports upset.
Randy.
Didn't qualify.
Randy, nobody can hear you because I put you on hold. I'm trying to talk to you, Randy. Do you don't talk to people at home? Randy, you're not on hold anymore. Why are you yelling over me, huh? You going to say sorry, Randy? That's not nice.
Okay, I apologize.
Well,
but when
thank
somebody
you. So hold
sold...
on. You apologized and then you kept on going. Now you're back on hold, Randy. I like you, Randy, but slow down.
Now you're talking.
Randy, nobody can hear you. Well, thank you for pausing, Randy. Now you're back, but listen. listen, Randy, I'm a nice guy. I want to talk to people, not yell over them. I don't do that here, so pause. Listen.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
If I want to quantify, and I'm not done, Buster Douglas Tyson championship, number one Super Bowl. I don't need to go ahead and say championship upset list. I naturally ranked championships as being some of the biggest. If you don't do so, then that's your opinion. That's why we're all entitled to it. And also, by the way, that's why I made it very clear that this is my list. And I open up the phone lines of which you call. Thank you. And I ask people for some of their biggest upsets. I mean, it's a list. It's fun. If you don't disagree, that's fine. but you don't got to shout at me about it. Does it make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, you don't consider what I'm saying.
No, I did.
I tell you what my... Now it's my turn to talk, please. You know,
No, it's not. My show. Go ahead, Randy.
Stuff upsets, sports upsets. You didn't qualify it earlier by saying it had to be in a championship game or contest. You just said sports upsets. And that... Uh-huh. I can't think of anything that tops the Chaminade... Virginia
well,
game.
You happen
so
to
that's
be.
That's my opinion. I appreciate you letting me talk and taking my call.
Sure,
that's
thank
what
you,
your
man.
Show is all about. So, but yeah. you're wrong. You need to have that in your top six. Or 10
it's an
or
opinion.
It
you know, yep. Randy. There's no being wrong in opinion. Right. Go back. Enjoy the
I'm
beach.
Sharing.
Yeah, you shared your opinion. I'm not stupid enough to say that your opinion is wrong. It doesn't make sense. I gotta line everything out. Hey, Hickey, I think he was out there helping that Shohei's interpreter gamble. like, that guy doesn't listen. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate you. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls and get your opinions on. Can't wait for you to tell me mine is wrong. Hey, by the way, we got a coach coming up. Dusty May, Florida Atlantic. Let's see what's going on with Grambling State. We should have a winner soon. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.